A historic first for the WIAA is coming up this weekend, plus early week hoops notes. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by RallyAroundUs.com. More high school sports news after this.
Coaches, are you looking for a simple way to fundraise for uniforms, preseason tournaments, equipment, or anything else? Check out Rally Around Us, an easy-to-use online service that makes fundraising the least of your worries. Athletes can build out contact lists with real-time donation alerts. Your supporters can donate right from their phones. You can build custom campaign pages, and everything flows seamlessly into an easy-to-use dashboard for you as a coach. Get your team started for free at RallyAroundUs.com. After all, no one really wants that cookie dough anyway.
The first ever WIAA State Girls Individual Wrestling Tournament will be held this Saturday at the La Crosse Center in La Crosse, featuring state champions in 12 weight classes. More than 260 female wrestlers are slated to participate in the event, which will be broadcast live on Bally Sports Wisconsin and feature the beginning of a year-long celebration commemorating the 50th anniversary of Title IX legislation that opened the doors for more girls' participation in high school athletics. In other girls' sports news, there was some outstanding hoops action Tuesday night. Prairie du Chien, the third-ranked D3 team in the most recent WISSports.net coaches poll, welcomed in D4 second-ranked Aquinas, and the host Blackhawks came away with a 64-53 victory as senior Wisconsin recruit Lily Cron had a team-high 17 points. D1 number 2 Kettle Moraine pulled away from 4th-ranked Arrowhead for a 53-44 victory in a key Classic 8 game, while 7th-ranked Germantown got 29 points from UConn commit K.K. Arnold in a 65-52 win against 3rd-ranked Brookfield East. On the boys' side, it was a wild one Tuesday night as Carcona took down Fond du Lac 87-79. Carcona's 6'9" sophomore John O'Neill had a breakout game, pouring in a career-high 35 points with 30 rebounds. It was needed to overcome 50 points by Fondy junior Jamaria Dalton. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.